Why haven't we learned not to wear crew necks on?
We just need to get better mics.
I know. Shut up. Y'all know any good mic companies or mic setups? We should try.
We're about to just do a whole dang overhaul
of everything. Well, we've added some stuff, so that's good. We've added some stuff.
Yeah, hopefully, though, we need more foam.
We do need more foam.
We need, like, a whole ass foam wall over that.
Mm-hmm.
Over that problem. The problem the child.
The window. How you been? It's been rainy and gross for the past couple days.
Yeah, definitely.
Not fun.
The rain, it makes me want to nap. Mm-hmm. Like, it's perfect nap weather. But we can't because we're busy hustling.
Yes.
I feel like we've had some productive couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think. What's new with you?
I'll start a new job soon.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. That will be interesting.
We'll see how that goes. You know, I've been good about, like, not bottling up my emotions, but also not, like,
freaking out
like,
and
stepping into depression or being sad or whatever.
Staying in the anxious. And
I heard a Taylor Swift lyric today, and it spoke to my soul. It was, don't get sad, get even.
There you go.
Yep. So I'm just trying to lean into that positivity, and good things are coming, and preparing for good things.
Yeah. I would also say, though, sometimes positive things come from sad emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I think that those things can coexist.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we put too much pressure on ourselves to not just feel how we feel.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a matter of making sure that we don't allow ourselves to stay where we are. And one of the biggest things that part of parenting, but applies to everyone. One thing I've been trying to teach Bentley and show him, or like, have him relate to it or whatever, is not making permanent decisions on temporary emotions.
Yeah.
Because I think that's such an easy thing to do, especially when the emotions aren't good.
Yeah.
Emotions, you know, when they're like the indifferent.
Yeah. Take a beat.
Yeah. I don't like to call any emotion negative.
Yeah. Right. But no one wants to feel a certain type of way.
No
one wants to feel bad or rejected or sad or mad. Like,
or hurt.
Yeah.
Angry. Yeah. All of those. But they are normal. I think it's just a matter of like feeling them, letting them live for a few minutes, and by a few minutes, you like give yourself a time limit.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be sad for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But then after the 2 days is up, it's like, all right, we got
to
move on.
Yeah. It's time to go.
Or angry. Okay. I can be angry about this for a week.
Yeah.
You know, or 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be a long time.
Right.
But that's helped me. It also helped me give myself permission to feel things and not ignore it or bottle it up.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's crazy
life.
Yep.
Anyways, life. Welcome to the Expire Podcast.
Yes.
We are so happy to have you here with us on this Monday.
Yes.
Okay, let's get into our case. Okay. So this week's case, the victim, Missy, who went by Missy Hamilton, she actually struggled with addiction, and she was a married mom of two boys while in active addiction. Eventually, her husband, Jack, kicked her out of the house, and she lost custody of her sons, Patrick and Dalton.
Who are adults now, wanted to mention.
Yes. In 2008, she was at a crossroads. She was either going to go to rehab, get help, try and heal through her addiction, or she was not going to do that and continue down the dark road that addiction and drug or alcohol use is. So She was able to complete rehab, and she moved back in with her husband and her sons, and she remained sober since. Then she basically found that helping other people helped her, which happens a lot, actually. And she dedicated her life to helping others with addiction struggles and drug and alcohol use problems. So she got her bachelor's degree in psychology, which
shout out.
That's impressive.
That's so interesting.
And her master's degree in clinical health studies. She worked as a therapist and eventually became an assistant director at Crossroads Counseling, which provides court-appointed domestic violence and alcohol and drug therapy to people in Davidson County, which is near Nashville.
Yes.
So, good for her.
I know.
And
she did it.
Yeah. And
that makes me, gives me so, like, hope.
Yes. And you know? Truth be told, like, way to go on Jack's part as well. He was not going to enable her any longer. He couldn't watch her do what she was doing.
Yeah.
He made the right decision protecting their children. It doesn't always work out, but this is a really good example of how things can work out. Does not mean it's easy.
Yeah.
But
that's a lot of work.
This is a hopeful story.
Yeah. Yeah. And
just good job on everybody for keeping it going.
Yeah. Just keep going.
Good job.
All right. This part, trigger warning, because we're going to get into her day. So on February 4th, 2019, normal day at work. She'd been sober for like 11 years. Missy's 50 at this point. And she was finishing up a group therapy session. They would do like group therapy sessions at night. And as she was cleaning up and putting chairs away and like kind of packing up for the night, a man walked in the door, which, you know, maybe someone forgot something, whatever. She turns around and she sees Brian Dwayne Conley. He's 32. And he attacks her. He kills her inside the Madison business in a shopping plaza on Gallatin Pike South.
Gallatin, sorry.
Gallatin?
Gallatin.
We even talked about this.
Yeah, I didn't see it on the paper, though.
It's Gallatin?
Gallatin, yeah, because there's actually a Gallatin, Tennessee.
Oh, mm-hmm. So,
okay. Which is also near, like, Nashville. Gallatin.
Gallatin.
Yep.
Okay. See, I tried to fix the problem beforehand. I just needed to let it go.
That's okay.
She was unfortunately stabbed 73 times, and there was sexual assault evidence. Brian was caught entering the office, because cameras are everywhere, at 7:30 p.m. and exiting less than a half hour later, so by 8. The day after the Missy Hamilton murder, Brian called out of work. So he missed the following day. And then the day after that, coworkers witnessed Brian with like cuts on his hands. And he also had a pink bandage around his pinky. And he said he cut his hand playing with his knife.
Playing?
Playing with his knife.
Interesting choice of words.
Mm-hmm.
Because who plays with their knife?
Like,
you're cleaning it. You're using it. You're
putting it away,
keeping it, yeah, sharpening it, but playing, is it? That's interesting.
I just picture him in his like bedroom, like,
yeah,
yeah, like,
no, playing? I do too. Like,
what are you doing, kid? You're 32.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay,
we should know better.
Yeah,
at that age. So, police in West Tennessee had been investigating whether Conley was linked to the stabbing of another woman outside of a mental health facility in Millington earlier this year. And on October 7th, the Millington Police Department reported that a woman who worked at professional care services, which was a mental health facility in the 5200 block of Navy Road, was also stabbed 20 times.
Huh.
The victim is an employee of the clinic and was arriving for work when the attack occurred. Millington Police Chief Mark Dunbar said that the motive for the attack is unknown. However, the investigation at this point leads us to believe it might be a mental... consumer?
Someone coming there for...
for a class or help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it should have been mental health consumer.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking there.
That's okay. He also said that the circumstances in the stabbing in Millington and the homicide in Missy Hamilton's homicide in Madison were very similar, and the fact that Conley is from the Memphis Shelby County area and has a violent criminal history, it could have played a role in their department potentially linking Conley to the other case.
Yeah, so Melissa in February, and then another woman
in October,
and both were
of the same year
stabbed outside
or
and in, working
yeah.
at a mental health facility. How odd is that? What are the odds? Well, I heard a crazy story about Raj today, so crazier things have happened. But yeah. What are the odds of that? What are the NAT stats on that?
Yeah, the NAT stats we need. I feel like, too, this actually, sadly, I feel like is even more common than this, because I know this sounds cheesy and crazy, but there's a lot of Lifetime movies about stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like even true crime, ID channel,
SVU.
Right. These things happen mm-hmm. probably way more than anyone dares to admit.
Yeah.
You know,
which is so sad.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to all those people who work at these facilities as therapists and as nurses and
just volunteers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do the Lord's work.
Absolutely. And even just still just showing up because for you, it's more important to help people than let the risk or the danger of it all stop you.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. So of those two women that were stabbed with the unlikely circumstances being this, you know, same kind of person, police were never able to directly link the murder of Missy to the stab victim. There just wasn't enough evidence. There is, I believe, a police sketch, so I'll add that
mm-hmm.
Because the other person survived. But knowing now that he was responsible, you know, for Missy's death in February, it doesn't make it unreasonable for people to believe he could have done the stabbing in October.
Yeah.
Police were able to arrest him in December of 2019, and the following year he was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole, so he'll never walk free ever again. In an effort to carry on her legacy and continue Missy's work and ministry, Christ Life Community Church has created a scholarship fund to help people in need of professional counseling for addiction, grief, family dysfunction, and mental illness. So
that's amazing.
Check that out. It's I'll have a link for it in the description box.
Yeah, that's
amazing. So you can donate. It just helps people out, you know?
Yeah. And truth be told, that's a really good resource, because I feel like a lot of people, even if they want help and they know they need help and they want to get, they don't know how
or where they don't have the funds to help.
Exactly. So a resource like that. And again, this isn't just for addiction or drug and alcohol use. Grief, family,
domestic violence,
traumas, mental illnesses,
addictions, anything.
Right, anything at all. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Also, if you are a family or friend of someone who struggles with drug or alcohol use, go to Al-Anon. So it's al-anon.org. There, if you want to do in-person meetings, this website will tell you when and where meetings in your area are. But you can also, you don't have to go to in-person meetings. They have live, like, Zoom group meetings where you can actually stay completely anonymous. You do not have to turn your mic on. You do not have to turn your camera on. Basically, all day, every day for all different types of things. But Al-Anon.org is the place to go. It's free as well and anonymous. And then also the Hopeaholics podcast. Shout out to our friends over there.
Yes.
They actually do a live virtual meeting. So tomorrow is Tuesday, but every single Tuesday they do a live virtual meeting. It's called Recover Out Loud. This can be for friends, family, support people of people struggling with addiction or alcoholism, as well as the person who is in active addiction or in recovery. So that's literally available for anybody. It's every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern time, 8 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Pacific. They are on the West Coast, so 6 p.m. for them is like normal. But
I'm so glad you know that, because I could not have helped you. I would have had to look that up.
Oh, time zones?
Yeah.
And for Mountain Time, that would be 7. So 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, 9 Eastern.
You're so good. Giving us all these resources.
Random things.
Time,
yeah.
Places to be, things to do.
I really think, because having a loved one that has a history with addiction, and like, it's such a, and even my own mental health issues and traumas and just things that, seasons of life for me.
Yeah.
There are so many things available to people, but sometimes it's, you're still either too ashamed or it's too overwhelming to even find things or look for things on, without someone putting it in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the more we can share the resources and the things that are available, like this might just fall in someone's lap who needs it, but it's too overwhelming to look for it
themselves. Yeah.
Too shameful. So
you don't know where to go.
Right. So I feel like the more you know, especially when it comes to just like supporting and resources and things, the more we know we got to share and tell, because again, it's just right place, right time. Somebody might hear it and be like, oh,
there you go.
I need to check that out. Like, mm-hmm. there's the answer to the question. But
yeah.
Missy. This is really weird too. I think Missy and Jack is such a cute couple name.
Jack and Missy.
Yeah. Jack. It's like a Hallmark movie.
Mm-hmm. Missy and Jack.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. If y'all know anything about this case, please reach out. If you were in the area, you know, at the time, or knew her, or want to tell a funny story about her.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. I did reach out to her oldest son, but I think his profile is private.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so his things go to a request folder.
Right.
Also, if you know, if you have any information or know anything about the victim from like Memphis, Shelby County area.
Reach out.
Yeah, reach out if you have any information or know anything.
1-800 TBI find.
Yep.
Great resource. You can stay anonymous there.
Yep. And
I got 1-800 TBI find on speed dial, girl.
Right.
It's in my stars. It's my favorites.
We should find someone that works like
in those areas.
Yeah, I want to know. I want to talk to them. I want to know a lot of things.
Because mm-hmm. it's hard to find. We say this time and time again. It's hard to find stuff on victims. We want to hear more stories about. We want more info on who they were, not what happened to them.
Yes. That's very important.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, follow us on social media at Expired Podcast, at Expired Podcast 423, at Expired Podcast Chat. You can watch every episode on YouTube early Mondays around noon. And then you can listen anywhere that you download podcasts at 6 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm not going to give you all those numbers. But 6 p.m. Eastern time, we're on the East Coast.
That would be 3 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay, whatever. It comes out on Monday evening, so check it out wherever you download podcasts. And if you're going to be an asshole.
If you're going to be an asshole, be a funny one.
And don't do meth.
And take care of each other.
This is the Inspired Podcast.
Bye.